ask everybody to rise, I think you're
Are the Elperts here, the president of the Beth Israel congregation, Mr. Elpert? And now in the world of music, we have the distinguished pianist and professor, Ignaz Hilsberg. Who last year volunteered his services for the benefit concert, which was the first money-raising affair, which brought in $1,000, and spearheaded our drive for a piano. Next, we have one of the finest vocal coaches in the country, living in La Jolla, Madame Maria Kusevitsky. We have a young lady whom we presented recently in a recital, the distinguished dramatic mezzo coloratura. That indicates the, I'm sorry, contralto. You see, that's what happens to a musician. Dramatic mezzo contralto, Christina Kruskas. We have the senior music librarian, a distinguished musicologist, and I see I'm overusing that word, so we're going to get some other adjectives. Veer Wolf. A lady who's a composer and teaching classes in extension of UCSD, Connie Virtue. And two of the outstanding piano teachers in the city, Geraldine Worcester and Robert Haffenden. And now, as I said before, I'm first on this evening's program. Henry invited four of his, yes. Last but not least, and I'm sure it isn't last, professor of woodwinds at San Diego State College, Dr. Robert Foreman. Who will be presenting a program under our auspices in February here. Now, Henry asked four people to present the program this evening. I will play a short work on the violin. Harriet Kay, who is one of the most loyal members of his choir since he's been here, will sing. Ethel Grossman, who's been both a singer and pianist, will play. And finally, Howard Freed, who has sung extensively in the opera world, will perform. I will start with a very short work written by a friend of Henry's, the late Max Helfman. He wrote this little work as an overture for unaccompanied violin to a play. It's still in manuscript, it's not been printed, and let's just call it a little rhapsody.
Going to move.
Now, many people here this evening, in addition to Harry and Kay, have sung in choirs conducted by our guest of honor, Henry Goldberg. Would all the people here this evening who have sung under Henry, please stand up now. Yes.
Let me say a word.
Yes.
I break in with your permission, since our beloved and one and only Eileen Wingard has, in exaggerated humility, said nothing about herself, about her background, but we know, and we wouldn't be surprised to know that even in her family, she is playing the first fiddle.
Now, we even have here this evening people who have sung with Henry as in Detroit. And will Mrs. Klein stand up? Mrs. Klein? Yes. Later we'll see photographs of the Detroit choir. And Dan also sang in the choir at Sharit Zedek, where Henry was the conductor in Detroit. And now we're going to hear the lovely soprano, Harriet Kay, who was one of Henry's most loyal and most wonderful artists. Harriet, please by Ethel Bruce.
Number this evening will be Kinneret, which is a Hebrew Israeli song, and it's taken after a poem written by Mark Lavery about the beautiful lake Kinneret in Israel. It's very blue, it's very beautiful, and the people love it, and you'll see by the song how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
My next song is also Israeli, and it's called Adama. And we always sing it in a huge choir, and it demands a lot of voice. Well, tonight I'm just doing it. But it means earth, soil, earth. And any Jew understands the meaning of that. And there's one line that's very beautiful. You are our Mother Earth.
Did he grow to be so tall?
in this city. Isn't that amazing how much voice is still left?
Our piano is this mic working? Yes. Is 3/5 paid for. It was $5,000. The first $1,000 was raised at our benefit concert. $2,000 came in through contributions and profits that we made, or a little bit of extra that we had left after presenting recitals, and now we have $2,000 to go. We're very proud of this achievement because, frankly, we never thought we could do it. But when we had people like Hunter Goldberg giving us courage, when we had people like Ignaz Hilsberg willing to play benefits for us and so on, we developed enough courage and went ahead. During the past year, we have presented 8 recitals, 8 programs. There was Gerald Robbins, there was Zena Schiff, Ronald Rawboy, Hilsberg and Kaufman gave a beautiful sonata program, Jonathan Miller, Nick Grant and David Arden, and Christina Kruskas, and we also had a piano festival with all the children from our community center members and friends who played piano and students of people. They all came and had an opportunity to play on this piano. Prior to that, we could have never done so many things because every time we needed to use a piano, we would have to pay about $100 to rent it, to get it here, to tune it, and so on. So we really saved $800, or we could have never presented all these things had we not had the piano here. Yes, Joe, we saved the center $800. In any case, we do have a little glass container in the back labeled Piano Fund. If anyone is so moved before the course of the evening is over, we will accept gratefully any contributions. And now, Ethel Grossman, who is on the faculty of State College, who has a child soloed with the Chicago Symphony, and for most of us, she needs no introduction. She will now present 2 numbers on our 9-foot Baldwin grand piano.
Thank you.
Before we hear our next artist, we have several telegrams. One was written by someone who was out of town last week when he thought that the musical dinner was to have taken place. He's here with us tonight, but he preferred that someone else reads his telegram. I'll read it first, and then I'll tell you who sent it. Trees in Chicago stand naked in winter shame. Waves of Lake Michigan angrily on shore places blame. Leaves underfoot crunch summer's lost essence. Oboes of wind reminds of Morpheus's presence. But the hope of awakening lives, that I know, for tonight joy shall reign in San Diego. Because Henry, of the young in heart and happy a voice, shall in concert with friends rejoice. So Henry, quote your quip, sing your song, never be still. Our very best to you, Victor and Muriel. And that was Victor Stolarski from Chicago. I am sorry that my prior engagements will not permit me to attend dinner in your honor. However, on behalf of Tifereth Israel Congregation, my heart is with you, wishing you great success. Eugene Redliff, President of Tifereth Israel Congregation. Dear Cantor Goldberg, we are pleased to join the chorus of your many friends in expressing our genuine appreciation for your unselfish, loving devotion and dedicated efforts in behalf of all causes that further Jewish cultural expression in our community. May you and your sweet wife be blessed with good health and continued strength and inspiration as you employ your creative talents to enrich our lives. Most affectionately, your New Life Club friends. Yurl Schwartz, President. In addition, we had a beautiful letter from the Cantors Assembly, and we also had letters addressed to Mrs. Dan, who wrote several people telling them of this event. And so Cantor Zonenklar of Shara Tzedek in Detroit sent a beautiful letter remembering Henry, and so did Rose Stein and Lillian Zellman, two of the people who sang with him and accompanied his choirs. And now we're in for a real treat. A gentleman who has sung with the New York City Opera, with the San Francisco Opera, with the San Diego Opera, one of our fine singers living in San Diego, Howard Free.
Cycle of Jewish destiny is completed. The herdsman on his horse is once again riding trails that have long been laid waste and destroyed by those who would not cherish the land. Now, with love and hope in his heart, he sings of renewal and regeneration. O plains, do not allow sleep to overtake you. Let us together renew your ancient splendor. Mr. Freed sings Shir HaBokrim, Song of the Herdsman. Cream, yeah.
Tishka, O Moshi Velekolea Hazemer, Arava, Arava, Almon, Shnot Alafim, Kamo.
Doubtless a very simple song, but its plaintive theme motivated generations of interpreters to embellish it with flourishes based on traditional cantorial techniques. As you listen, however, you will be able to follow the little boy's confused distractions in a mixture of Yiddish, Hebrew, and Russian.
Given a mala pasta, la pasta is ihm verloren gegangen sein ein einzig Schäfele. Geht seht vor mit Stein, da lach mit Stein, da hat gemeint, dass das ist von Schäfele, die Bendalas. Sagt
In the tradition of all our great cantors, Cantor Henry Goldberg, whom we all know here as cantor and choir director, is also a composer. This setting of Psalm 18, "The Lord is My Strength," composed by Henry Goldberg, is based on the ancient Hebrew melody for Maoz Tzur Yeshuati, "The Rock of Ages," which ushers in our own Hanukkah celebration, which begins with the lighting of the first candle of the traditional 8-day celebration tomorrow evening.
I shall
I just heard from the music critic.
I don't know if this mic is on or not. The final number that Mr. Fried will sing is Lenski's aria from Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. It is ironic, almost weird, that in Eugene Onegin, Pushkin should have foreshadowed the circumstances of his own death in a duel. In the play, the character Lenski, a poet like Pushkin, is killed by his closest friend Onegin, just as Pushkin himself was later to be struck down by his own brother-in-law while still in his 37th year. The works of this great-grandson of an Ethiopian general in the army of Peter the Great has been set to music by all the great Russian composers from Glinka's time to our own. In the aria we will hear now, Tchaikovsky captures Lenski's desperation and anguish on what turns out to be the poet's last day.
Сойду в таинственную
Yeah.
I think we've expressed our love for Henry in music. Now for some words. First, we'll call on some members of Henry's family who are here this evening. Aaron Maness, won't you start out?
Do I need this one?
We can put it higher.
Put it up.
If you'll stand up. Stand, that should lift it up now. Now you're all set.
Okay.
Turn the thing around. That.
Okay, I guess it's on now. After listening to this portion of the program, of the high level of quality that we've enjoyed, I'm sure you'll understand when I say it requires more than just a little chutzpah to present the little offering that I am about to present, especially after having such a delicious kosher meal. You're going to wonder where this ham comes from. But those of you who know Cantor Goldberg well know that although usually he's a very serious man, especially about music, and that's why we have this musical tribute to him, but you'll also appreciate the fact that he is a man of versatile talents and a man of a real sense of humor. And I could think of nothing more appropriate than to do what I'm going to do in a manner that he very much, I hope, appreciates. Anyway, I hope that you will accept this in a spirit with which it is intended.
He's cautiously preparing you that he is in competition with me, making up rhymes.
You let them be the judge. Moses was probably a man for all centuries. Sir Thomas More, a man for all seasons. But tonight's guest of honor is the man of the hour, and for a number of very good reasons. First, he's a musician of the kind that's rare. As a cantor, he's second to none. And his musical compositions have a certain flair that makes singing them tons of fun. He's also a choir director of great renown. There's no question that he really knows how to make even stones come alive and make sound, providing they're on their toes. That he's an excellent scholar, no one can deny. In Jewish studies, he's especially well-grounded. I suspect the only reason that he's not a rabbi is that by too many, he didn't care to be surrounded. As a head of a family, he's almost without a peer. As a husband, he's usually great. To his father-in-law, Nathan, he's really a dear. Molly can be proud of her mate. As a human being, he's gentle and warm, always ready to help those in need. But on occasion, he's been known to kick up a storm if his directions one dared not heed. I call him Cousin Henry because of the fact that his Molly is related to my Ruth. But he's also a friend who never puts on an act because he's sincere and respects the truth. He's been helpful to our children. With everyone, he's a hit. Unsere Leben macht sehr freilich. But when he's in a bad mood, he's the first to admit, as er kann amul sein ein bisschen gefährlich. Now, there's a rumor he's a poet, but a professional he's not. Nor is he as funny as Martin or Rowan. How do I know whether this is so or not? Ich weiß, because it takes one to know one. But I guess I'd better not go any further, because with Henry, it's hard to compete. Just let me say he's a prince of a fellow and awfully hard to beat. So please accept this, Cantor Goldberg, with my love and compliments. I hope what I've said is mostly true. I tried only to express my heartfelt sentiments. Thank you for being just you. though you can't accuse us of just being all words or hot air and no action, we have a little action tonight, too. This is going to be a real surprise to both Molly and Henry. It just seemed appropriate that we do something in a little humorous vein, in spite of the auspicious serious occasion, and do the things Henry likes best, a little humor first, and why not a choir? No choir on tonight's program?
No.
We have a choir for you. What could be more appropriate than to have a choir made up of Henry's own mishpucha? And I'm going to call the mishpucha up. Come over here and stand by the piano, mishpucha. Everyone. No, not you. Not you. No, you're the guest.
No accompaniment.
After all, no. No. Let me explain something. Right in front of the piano here.
Do you want me to play this?
No. No, no. This is purely for Spucha. I'd love to have you accompany, dear pianist.
What's your name?
Ethel. Ethel, let me. I know it. This is. When we thought of having a piano accompanist, who would I think of first but you? But Lisa came home, and we thought we'd keep it entirely within the family, so our daughter Lisa is going to accompany us. I must preface this with just a few remarks. You know that Henry wouldn't dare put anything on unless it's done to perfection. This is going to be just the opposite of what Henry does. First of all, just this afternoon I got the brainstorm he ought to have a song just for Henry. So we scribbled something down original for Henry. Number two, there's no other like it, Henry, you'll find that out. Secondly, there's no rehearsals. No rehearsals, Henry, this will show you. We tried it once in our own mishpucha at home, the Manises. I must tell you who we have here. My wife, Ruth, is in the back on the left. My son, David. My son, Stephen. Ruth's sister, Sylvia Schreiber from New York, was visiting with us. Molly Goldberg's sister, Esther, from
Glendora.
And Molly's father, Nathan. And as I mentioned before, my daughter Lisa on the piano. Esther and Nathan didn't know about this until we got here. I just handed them the parts. They haven't even seen it. And I need my own part. That's how new it is. So here goes.
We've got to record.
of this evening's program, and that's certainly hard to top. We'd like to ask you all to try to sit in such a way that you can see the screen, which our engineer, Victor Stolarski, will pull down, and we are going to...
feel in my own heart, and I know that we all do here, that this is no formality tonight, that this is a pleasure. It gives me great pleasure to be able to go through now and show you some of Henry's past. And normally it's called This Is Your Life, but with Henry, as we know, the past is part of his life, but Henry's life is today, in the present, and in the future. And although we're going to see a little past tonight with all of us here, this is your life. So let's, are we ready yet with the first slide?
We're getting there. I think we got a picture.
There we are. Perhaps we could turn the lights on now, yes? Henry Goldberg was born in Schneidemühl, a small town in the German-Polish border, now part of East Germany. Soon after Henry's birth, the family moved to Berlin. Henry grew up the next to the youngest of eight brothers and sisters. Here we see a picture of Henry. As a teenager, he liked nothing better than a swim in the lake in the Grunewald, a forest in Berlin. Here we see Abraham and Rosalie Goldberg, Henry's parents. Henry's father and grandfather were both Orthodox cantors. Henry's father was also a shochet, in charge of the preparation of animals for food in accordance with Jewish kosher laws. Henry graduated from the Stern Conservatory of Music in Berlin. Soon he embarked on a concert career. He sang in many languages and used several different stage names. His first song recital was in Moscow, and he still has a copy of the program. Here we see a program of Henri Gobart, dated June 1921. Grigory Slatkov was his Russian stage name. Our young baritone organized a quintet, and they performed throughout Germany and Switzerland. As you can tell from the costumes, they specialized in Russian songs. Henry conducted, arranged the music, and sang in the group. Soon they expanded into a 12-man choir. They were particularly popular during the advent of talking motion pictures, when it was customary to have live musical entertainment alternating with the film. Zola Tarov, the man at the extreme left in the first row, later sang with the Don Cossack Choir. As a soloist and with his quintet and choir, Henry and his groups gained extensive recognition. But Henry's career in secular music soon came to an abrupt end with the rise of Hitler and the Nazi regime's restrictions imposed on the Jews. He turned to the calling of his father and grandfather and became a cantor in the Berlin Jewish community. Friends in the United States invited Henry for a visit. And so, armed with a visitor's visa, $38, his fishing reels and a camera, Henry left Germany. When he arrived in New York, Henry immediately went to the Jewish Theological Seminary to inquire about placement. There was a temporary opening for a cantor and choir director for the forthcoming high holidays in Reading, Pennsylvania. Henry went to Reading and made such a favorable impression that he remained there as the permanent cantor and choir director for the next 4 years. In addition to his temple duties, Henry also conducted at the Russian Church of Reading. 3 weeks.
That's how I look.
3 weeks after his arrival, he made another favorable impression. This time on a lovely young singer named Molly Fetter. Molly was secretary and choir director at the synagogue before Henry arrived. Here we see a review of Miss Fetter's first concert. Henry is always quick to recognize quality, and he invited Molly to be his bride. Incidentally, Henry has always said that he took away Molly's job, but gave her a better one to replace it. Soon this notice appeared in the paper, and Henry and Molly settled into happy matrimony. Molly was an enthusiastic member of Henry's choir. That's her in the first row. Henry's oldest sister, Sasha, was a concert pianist and was married to Professor Joshua Jaffe, a teacher at the Jewish Theological Seminary. Among Professor Jaffe's students was the great rabbi, Stephen S. Wise. Also, Molly's first cousin is the famous Yiddish actress, Molly Picon. Her most recent role is as Yenta in the recent movie version of Fiddler on the Roof. Well, can we go back? Here we see a reunion of Henry with three of his sisters. Next to Molly is Silly, then Bella, and Bianca. Then Henry's brother, Menny, and his wife. Bianca had spent several years in a concentration camp. Bella lost her husband and only daughter to the Nazis. Rita, Bella's daughter, sacrificed her own life to save her mother. When the Nazis came to her house, asking for her mother, Rita said that she was Bella and was taken in her place. Again, see, I think we missed one, but here we are in Detroit. New horizons beckoned, and Molly and Henry moved to Detroit, where Henry became the choir director at the Shaare Tzedek congregation, at that time the largest conservative congregation in the country. This was the temple of the late Rabbi Morris Adler. Cantor Sonnenklar recalls Henry's fine musical melody, manner, and reports that the temple still upholds some of the congregational melodies that Henry initiated. In addition to his temple activities, Henry was on the staff of the United Hebrew Schools and the Varban Schools, and Henry conducted the Detroit Jewish Folk Choir.